Hi everyone, this is John, and this is my Coast to Coast Day 6 audiobook update. I'm in a village in the North Yorkshire Dales called Keld, having come here from Kirby St Stephen today. About 16k, only took about 4 hours though. I chose to march to tarmac on a road called the B6260, for those if you're interested in detail. Phenomenal little B road that rises up to about, I think it's about 1,400 feet, and gives spectacular views right over the Dales. And it's been a beautiful day, sunshine from the moment I left till the moment I got here. And I got here at about 2 o'clock, and there's a little tea room, and I sat there, had a cup of coffee. And I'd say watch the world go by, but nothing really much happens here. It's a very, very small place. It's miles away from anywhere. I can see some farmhouses dotted up on the hills. But the village itself, I don't know, maybe 30 houses. But the place I'm staying at is called Keld Lodge. Used to be a youth hostel, and I had visions of it being fairly bare and minimum. It's run by a guy called Nick from Essex. It's got a bar, it's got a restaurant, it's got a lounge, it's got Wi-Fi, room's fantastic. I might ask him to leave so I can go and live there. It's a really, really pretty place. By comparison to the other days on the coast, this has been a pretty easy day. Tomorrow, I'll go over the hills at Swaledale. I'm really looking forward to it because right on the top of the hills, there's remnants of the lead mining industry that was there 150, 200 years ago, when this area, and it's hard to believe these days, had thousands of people employed in the lead mining industry. So these ruins up there of old lead mines, of mill houses, of lead works. Unfortunately, there's also the scars of the sort of industrial carnage that went on at the time. And at some places, even up at about 1,800, 1,900 feet, these areas where nothing has ever grown as a result of the workings that went on there. But a bit of industrial heritage I'll see tomorrow. Very, very hard to believe that there was a time when these areas were populous, so to speak, with something which would have been at the sort of technology forefront of industry at the time. But great day. This is the halfway mark as well, day 6. In 6 days' time, I'll be in Robin Hood's Bay on the Yorkshire coast. Should my Achilles tendons, which are the bit of my body which is complaining the most today, decide to carry on with me. Knees are back in shape. Ankles have stopped protesting. Lower back's okay, other than a little bit of sunburn on the top of my head as well. Should have worn my flat cap a bit more. Definitely should have worn my flat cap a bit more. But I've got the whole Ray-Ban sunglasses and flat cap. I've got a bit of a fashion crisis, identity crisis going on there. I'll have to work it out as I go. But still here, still marching across England, and still loving it. And I'm pretty sure I'll be here tomorrow. John.